Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. How to start a podcast. If you're brand new, if you're thinking about starting one, how to start a podcast, what to use, what to say, what to create. And in order to know what and how to create a podcast, you have to be willing to use what you have. You have to start with what you have, because everything that you have, everything that you need, everything that is in your possession will work for you to start a podcast. But it's identifying what you have to know what you have will work in your favor, so you can start creating and producing different podcasts. So how to create different podcasts, you have to start with where you are at. You cannot grow if you're not willing to use what you have at this moment. You have to recognize what you have is everything that you need. What you have in this moment is everything that matters. What you have in your possession right now matters the most, because it matters on how you are using what you have. When you identify how you are using it, now you can start a podcast. So welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. Here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about personal development, marketing strategies, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about podcasting tips and how you can start creating a podcast for yourself and everything you need and what it will take for you to be consistent. So let me go ahead and write that on the board. How to create a podcast. How to create a podcast. How to start. I'm sorry, how to start a podcast. Start a podcast. How to start a podcast. And this is so important. This is so vital. This is so key. Because to start a podcast, you don't need all the fancy equipment. You don't need all the fancy technology. You don't need what you thought you need, because you can just use what you have. That's so important, that's so needed, that matters the most. Because what happens is that when you're able to use what you have, you're able to grow from there. Hello. God dog, I forgot to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. Hello, I was about to get into it too. I just put my phone on Do Not Disturb, and everything else should be on Do Not Disturb. Okay. Anywho, back to what we were saying. Okay, so when you are looking to start a podcast, you have to be willing to start with what you have. But a half a decade ago, when I started my journey, when I started my career, when I started something that I wanted to pursue, I started with my phone. In fact, I started with my phone and this board. Not necessarily the stand. The stand is relatively new, but the board and how I started was with my phone. I remember this one video that I made, and it was about staying persistent or finding yourself or becoming more of you. And so when I made the video, when I created the video, I put this board in the window and where the blinds was at. And as I'm putting where the blinds are located at, I'm standing right in front of it. And what I didn't recognize is that when you stand in front of blinds and you have something right in front of it, it'll show that it's kind of like a shadow. It'll show that the shadow that's there is coming from outside. So if you're creating different videos, if you're creating different podcasts, you cannot stand in front of the window, because if you stand like directly in front of it, different times calls for the sun to be out at different moments. And this is so important, because when you are creating a podcast, you have to start with what you have. You have to start with what you know, because what you know is very limited. What you understand is very limited, because it helps you begin with where you are at. It's so important to start where you are at, because you don't need to know all the answers. You don't need to know all the clues. You don't need to know all the secrets. You just have to be willing to start today to start your podcast. The reason why starting a podcast is so important and so special, because you're able to share your message. You're able to share your voice. You're able to share you. The reason why I wanted to start a podcast is because I wanted to make a difference. As I was serving in the Marine Corps and during 2020, as the world was shutting down because of COVID-19, I was able to find my passion. I was able to find something that I started. And even though I started, I can continue to work on it. I can continue to improve. I can continue to develop myself. Because what happens is that as I'm developing myself, I'm improving myself. But I only started with my phone. So that's the first point I want to hit on, is that you have to start with what you have. How to start a podcast, is that you have to start with what you have. Use what you got. First point is use what you got. First point, use what you got, what you have. Use what you have, what you have. Use what you have. There we go. Use what you have. Use what you have. And the reason why it's important to use what you have is because you don't have everything. You don't have all the fancy cameras, fancy equipment, fancy microphones, but you can use what you have. I remember when I was standing in Southern California, I'm standing in the house, I'm standing in front of the window. As I'm standing in front of the window, the sun is going down, the sun is moving as I'm making the video. I'm thinking it's a good place to have it, but it's really a bad place. And so as I'm standing in front of the board, I'm speaking, I'm talking, I'm delivering a message. What I didn't recognize is that when I started, I had a tripod that wasn't even that big. The tripod, I put it on top of the table. Then when I put it on top of the table, I had like three books underneath it, so it can give it a boost. So it can give it a boost and make it stand up just a little bit more, where the camera can be directly facing me. Like it can be at my eye level. Unfortunately, it wasn't at my eye level. It was a little bit shorter because I didn't have no more books. I didn't have nothing to put on top of it. I just had my phone, a small tripod, and I had books. I was using what I had because I wanted to make it work. I wanted to focus on this podcast. I wanted to focus on creating different content, different videos. But at the time, I didn't recognize it was called podcasting. What I did know is that if I understood that if I have a message, all I have to do is just take my phone out and press record. And as I'm pressing record, I have to deliver a message. It was simple at the time. It was easy at the moment. And when I started, it became a lot difficult. You see, when you are starting a podcast, you have to use what you got, because using what you have, it's the stepping stone to you starting. What happens is that when you try to figure out everything that you need to have when it comes to starting a podcast, you never start a podcast because you don't think you have what you need to start. And the reason why that's so important is because you don't have to have the fancy equipment. When I started a half a decade ago, I didn't have the fancy equipment. I wasn't even comfortable being myself. I wasn't even comfortable being on camera. I had to learn how to be comfortable on camera because I had to learn how to deliver a message. You see, but I was willing to use what I had, because what often, many times in life, is that we think what we have is not good enough for the moment. It's not good enough for the moment. See, how to start a podcast, you have to use what you have, because when you are using what you have, it can improve. Your technique can improve. Your style of communication can improve. You can develop, because what happens is that as you continue to learn more about yourself, you get more comfortable sharing yourself. I remember when I started sharing and sharing videos and creating videos at the time, which I didn't know was called podcasts, I get home. I remember this one time I had got off work. This was when I was in the Marine Corps. And so I get off work. Our jackets was called a blouse. So we'll take our blouse. I'll take my blouse off. I'll run upstairs. I sit down and I have my phone right here, right in front of me. And as I'm having my phone right here in front of me, I'm delivering a video. I'm delivering a talk. I'm delivering a podcast. And so as I put the wire in the phone, when I plugged the phone, it was like a little cheap microphone that I had. And so the cheap microphone went in the microphone, then one went on my shirt, and then now I have a microphone on my shirt and in the computer. So when I hit record on my phone, not only am I able to hit record on my phone, I'm able to hear the audio. The audio is a lot better. And so what I learned during this moment is that if you want to do something, if you have a goal, if you have a desire, you cannot let what you don't have stop you from starting a podcast. Because what happens is that if you try to figure out what you need to have, you will never start to use what you have to make a difference. And so I was learning more about how and the process behind the journey of starting a podcast, because at first I just had a microphone, my phone, and a cheap little microphone. I remember when I first got this microphone, this was like maybe $30 to $40. I got this microphone, and then when I got this microphone, I had, it was like something that you could put on a table. And when you put it on a table, it's like an arm that hangs, and rather than a microphone being right here, it'll hang where it'll still be right in front of me, but it'll be like to the right of me on the table. But it'll be hooked up to the table like a hook, right? And so one day, I'm like, dang, I really want this because I like the way the microphone will be positioned when I be watching other people on podcasts and having different conversations, well, different videos and different videos that's created. So as I'm watching this, I ordered it myself. So the microphone itself, it was a completely different price than the leg came separately, but the one with the arm came in the whole box. And so it was like $30 to $40. But when I got it, the issue was that it didn't go to the table. The table was too thick. Like the side of the table was too thick. So the piece of the equipment, it couldn't stay. So I remember I had flipped the table upside down. So now the table's upside down and the legs are sticking up. And as I get and position myself correctly where I would like to place the microphone, the table's upside down and the legs is up. I start cutting a piece of wood out. I start cutting a piece of wood out from this table. And as I'm cutting the wood out from this table, I'm thinking that it'll be a good enough size. Like I'm picturing, I'm like, okay, maybe it's a good size, because the thing that sealed the microphone handle was like a round thing, but my table was like a square thing. So I had to cut a bigger piece to the point where the circle can fit inside the square, because the square is big enough for the circle. So I had to figure out how to cut it. So I went to Home Depot. I went to Home Depot and got a seesaw. What a seesaw is a handle and it has blades on it. And you cut like wood or something like that. And then I remember I got a shaver. Like I got a shaver to like smooth the edges out. And then I got a little knife to where I can cut additional wood pieces of wood out just from the table. So the leg is flipped up, upside down, the legs are sticking up, and I'm cutting a piece of wood out. As I'm cutting a piece of wood, I didn't really understand that you have to have some type of something underneath it so it can catch it. But I'm committed to this. I have the seesaw. I cut it out just a little bit so I can know where to start. So as I'm cutting the piece out, I'm cutting it, and now I'm like, oh, snap. I'm starting to use what I have, because the table was a good table. Even though the table was a good table, it wasn't good enough for the microphone, because the microphone couldn't stay. Like it couldn't fit, but I had to make it fit because I was using what I had. I wanted this microphone. I wanted this specific microphone that cost maybe $30 to $40. And what I did recognize is that it was going to take me longer to cut this piece of wood out, because I had to cut it in a way where it fit this piece. It's just one piece. And so fast forward to me getting the piece out and cutting it out, I'm able to cut it, and now I'm able to fit the microphone where I can have it on my desk. I can have it on my desk, and it can work with me rather than against me. So as I'm putting the microphone to the table, to this day it's still here. This is the size of it. Hold on. This is the size of it. For those of you that's listening to it, I'm showing the size of the wood, piece of wood that I had to cut out. And so when I got it finalized, I'm like, okay, now it's time for me to start a podcast. I want to start a podcast. I want to start creating. I want to start talking to the camera. But what do I talk about? I'm still trying to figure out how to use what I have. But as I'm using what I have, it's very difficult to position myself correctly to know that I know what I'm speaking about. So as I'm using what I have to use the equipment. As I'm using the equipment, I have to cut out different pieces within this wood. As I'm cutting out different pieces within this wood, now I have to figure out how to use the equipment. First, you have to use the equipment, and then you have to start with what you have. Well, if I only have so many few things, how can I really produce more content? At the time, I had a laptop that was like, it was made in 2011. But I had the laptop when it was 2020 or 2021. And so the issue with this problem is that the computer was old. The computer was made in 2011, and as it's old, I have to use it because this is the only laptop that I have. Like, I don't have no fancy laptop. I don't have no fancy equipment. I don't even got that much money because at the time, I was living paycheck to paycheck. I got the computer that I use. I got the computer from, what is it called? It's not Best Buy. Is it eBay? It's either eBay or something else. There was something similar to it. And so, I think it was eBay. When I went on eBay, no. It was green. It wasn't eBay. It was, It was a Facebook Market? Oh, no. It was a store where this is going to bother me. What is that store? It's not eBay. It wasn't eBay. It was like a green store. I cannot think of this store name. And so when I went to go purchase OfferUp, that's the name of the website. OfferUp.com. Offer, O-F-F-E-R.com. Wait, OfferUp.com. OfferUp.com. I remember this website. And so when I went to this website, hold on, let me go to the website so I can show y'all what's on there. What I say, Upwork? No. What I say? OfferUp. OfferUp.com. OfferUp.com. So I went to this place. I went to this website and I had typed in a computer, an iMac. And so OfferUp is where you go and buy like all kinds of stuff on here. But I need all kinds of stuff. The laptop that I had, it was maybe $200 to $300 or something like that. And so when I got the laptop, when I purchased the laptop from OfferUp, it was an old laptop. The guy who had it previously, he had to restart it. When he restarted the computer, everything was deleted, everything was good, and it was able to work. Like, I was able to use it. And so as I start to use it more often, what the issue was that it was so old, it couldn't hold a lot of space. It didn't have a lot of space to hold. And so it was so difficult for me to use it often because it filled up so quick. I remember when I had this computer, this laptop, I deleted everything. Even though I deleted everything, at least I thought I deleted everything, I still didn't have no space. And even though I went through this problem, I went through this struggle, I went through this issue, me starting a podcast did not stop me because I figured out how to use what I had. The microphone was maybe $30 to $40. The laptop was maybe $200 to $300. I had to get a laptop because I had to edit. I had to use my phone. I understand how to start a podcast. You can use your phone, you can edit on your phone, but it's a lot difficult to edit on your phone because it's so small. And so when I originally started, I was using my phone to edit videos, to record the videos, to produce the videos. And as I'm using my phone, it became time consuming because the episodes were so long. The episodes were so long because 5 minutes felt like a long time. So I didn't feel like going through and cutting out everything that was inside of the video that I messed up, that I pronounced wrong, that I had filler words in saying like, like, and so on and so forth. So I didn't necessarily feel like I wanted to edit that long of a video, which was 5 minutes, because it was time consuming. It was time consuming. And then me doing it on my phone made it even more time consuming. But I was using what I had. The first couple of podcast episodes that I produced, I was using my phone to record, to edit, to post, to produce. I was using my phone because I was using what I had. When I recognized that it was taking me a lot longer to edit the podcast, I had to figure it out. But I was able to use what I had. My phone at the time was like an iPhone 10 or iPhone 11. And so the phone at that moment, it was good for what I needed it for. And so I was using what I had because as I'm using what I had, I'm able to develop even more. See, to start a podcast, you have to start with what you have. There's this business or this group called Earn Your Leisure with Rashad and Troy. Rashad, I can't remember their last names. And so these gentlemen has millions of followers, tons of views across all social media platforms, right? And so they have the same exact story. When they started their journey, when they started during COVID, that was making videos, that was making podcasts, that was creating content with their phone. They only had their phone to create, and it was using what they had. The reason why using what you have is so important because you're not talking yourself out of starting. What happens is that you try to figure out what you need and you never begin. To start a podcast is very challenging because how do you know what you are going to say? How do you know what you're going to deliver? Like, how do you even know? Well, you have to be willing to just start and learn along the process because as you are going along your journey, you're able to recognize who you can become. And when the first couple of videos that I was making, I did not sound like myself. It was so challenging for me to be comfortable with being on camera because I didn't know how to be comfortable. I didn't know what comfortable was on camera. I didn't understand that it's okay to show yourself, to be and show your true colors, because when you show your true colors, you have to be willing to connect with your audience. It was so confusing to me because I'm thinking, since everybody talking a particular way, I need to speak like them. I need to deliver my message like them. I need to deliver the point like them. And what I didn't recognize is that if I try to be the next person, I can't be the best that I can be. It was a struggle. I struggled a lot creating different podcast episodes, different videos, different contents, because I wasn't aware that it's okay to be yourself. You see, when I was using what I had, I was telling myself that it's okay to start where I'm at. But I'm not going to always be here. When you start where you are at, you're not going to always be there because you can grow, you can develop, you can evolve more than you can ever imagine because it's something that you are growing into, that you are growing with, and you are developing for yourself. Well, Terrell, how is that possible? Like, why does that even matter? That matters. Because you are able to use what you have. You're able to use what you got. Because as you're using what you have, you're able to understand that you can get better. That you can grow, that you can improve, that you can evolve. But it's evolving that stops a lot of people because we want to look at the details and look at the how. Because if we just pick up our phone and start recording, not only are we starting to record for ourselves, we're able to put ourselves out there effectively that will help us along our journey. If you never start, how can you ever grow? If you never begin for yourself, how can you position yourself differently? If you never evolve, how can you make a difference? Excuse me. See, during that time, during COVID, 2020, I wanted to make a difference. That's why I started a podcast. The difference that I wanted to make is that I wanted to help others believe in themselves. Like, I didn't know what that looked like. I didn't know what it felt like. I didn't know what it appeared to be. I knew I loved helping people. And the way I wanted to help people was through videos. At the time, it was called videos for me. It wasn't called a podcast. It was called a video. And when I started, I didn't think I can start. I was talking myself out of the process. I was talking myself out of doing the work because I just didn't understand how to create podcasts. And since I didn't understand how to create podcasts, it was a struggle for me because I had to learn how to create it. You see, I started to use what I had because it taught me when you start with what you have, not only are you starting at the bottom, you can grow to level one. You can grow to level 2. You can grow to different levels, but you have to start at level 1 before you even walk up the steps. You see, when you start a podcast, it's kind of like walking up steps. When I was younger, we stayed in this house that was a huge house. When we stayed in the house, we had 5 different bedrooms. It was me and my 2 brothers who had 1 room, and then my mama had the room over there by herself, and then there was an upstairs room. No one really went upstairs because it was always hot up there. And so when we wanted to go upstairs, when it got cool a little bit, maybe it was cool maybe once or twice. When we went up there, we had to go up the stairs. We didn't say, hey, I'm going to come out of my room. When I come out of my room, I'm going to be in the upstairs bedroom. No. When you make a decision, first you have to walk to the step. When you walk to the step, you have to be willing to go up the step. And when you go up the step, you have to be willing to take it 1 step at a time. Because you can't skip 20 steps at once, but you can skip 2. You can skip the first step because you can get to the second. But in order to get to this top, it's good not to skip any steps. Because the steps that you are going through, the steps that you are experiencing, the steps that you are evolving from, you're able to identify how you are stepping. You're able to identify how you are growing. You're able to identify how you have started for yourself. You see, to start a podcast, you have to use what you have because you have to start at step 1. You have to use what you have because when you use what you have, you can improve this. You can develop this. You have to be comfortable with growing this over time. It doesn't happen overnight because this is your first time doing anything. It's your first time creating a podcast. And what I didn't fully understand is that when I started creating a podcast a half a decade ago, is that it's challenging to speak for 5 minutes. It's challenging to speak for 4 minutes. It's challenging to speak for 3 minutes. It's challenging to speak publicly because it's a skill that has to be developed. What happens is that when the skill that's not being developed is not being worked on. Even if you have the skill or had the skill for a certain amount of time, if you're not using it in another certain amount of time, well, what happens is that you will lose the skill. Now you got to start all the way over. Why is that important? It's important because it helps you use what you have. You can't be good if you're not using it starting with today. Because there's no better moment to start. There's no better day to begin. See, to create a podcast, to start a podcast, you have to be willing to use what you have. Because when you use what you have, you're eliminating the excuses. You're eliminating what you are saying to yourself. You are eliminating negative thoughts because you're able to see how this can not only help you, but impact you even more. It can only impact you even more is because you're using what you have. You're using what you got because it shows that you're committed. You can only grow when you commit. And when you commit, you can only develop when you understand why you're committing. You're not going to have all the answers when you first start your podcast. Well, what happens is that you get the answers over time as you continue along your journey. I remember the second time I started reaching out to people. First, I started by myself because I wanted to learn more about what I wanted to do. Then I started the program with my brother. I started a podcast program with my brother Malik. And so as we are watching this podcast, as we're watching the training, it hit me more because I was really involved in learning this information, then learning this knowledge on how to create a podcast, how to speak, the topics to find about. And so as we are in this podcasting course, I'm seeing myself being able to create, to produce, and to talk. And what I didn't recognize is that it's going to be a challenge to create, produce, and talk. Why? Because you have to be willing to communicate in a public manner because the manner that you're communicating in helps you use what you have. I remember when I was younger and we went to this Christmas party. We decorated plates. And when we decorated plates, we made the plates into reindeers. And we made the plates into reindeers. Not only are we using the equipment that they have, they're letting us glue the things that they gave us because they said, use what you got to create this deer. You can only use what you have when you are able to identify what you are creating. You can only use what you have when you are able to identify how this is going to help you. You can only use what you have when you recognize the path that you are going. Because you have to start from somewhere. You have to start from level one. Every time I used to play a game when I was younger. In fact, when I was playing Zendaya, I think that's the name of the game. As I'm playing this game, in order for me to get to level 10 and beat the boss, I have to start at level 1. So first they're going to introduce you to the game. When they introduce you to the game, now they're going to show you how to play the game. When they show you how to play the game, now they're going to show you how to understand the game. Because for you to use what you have, you have to learn what you are using. To use what you have to identify why you're using a particular thing. To use what you have, you have to start today. There's an old saying that tomorrow isn't promised, so why not focus on the work that you need to do today? You can't grow if you're not willing to develop. You can't learn if you're not willing to improve. You can't create a podcast if you're not willing to push yourself. Because what happens in many times is that life is going to show you the lessons and knowledge that you need to learn for you to be better. When I started my podcast half a decade ago, I didn't know anything that I know today. But I was committed. I didn't even have my face on the camera. I put my logo, but I just had my voice attached to the logo. And when I had the voice attached to the logo, I'm hearing myself. I didn't like how I sounded within myself, so I wanted to change what I sounded like. How to start a podcast is being your true self, is using what you have to be your true self. That's the next point I want to hit on, is that you have to use what you have, but you have to be your true self. That's the next point. Be your true, hold on, spell true wrong. Spell true. True. Self. You have to be your true self. It was hard for me in the beginning to learn who I was because I didn't know how to start. I didn't identify that it's okay to be myself. It's okay to be me. But first I have to learn how to learn who I am. You can only learn who you are when you identify the path that you are going. You can't be true to yourself. Be your true self. You can't be true to yourself if you don't know how to. You also can't be true to yourself if you haven't been through anything. Because to be your best self, you have to face challenges. To be your best self, you have to go through trials and tribulations. To be your best self, you have to identify that you have to use what you have. And as you're using what you have, it can always change. It can always improve. It can always evolve. Because what happens in many times in life is that when you be your true self, you recognize that it's okay to use what you got. To use what you have, it is absolutely okay. Because you are pushing yourself. You are challenging yourself. You are encouraging yourself because it matters to where you understand like the difficulties of every level. How do you get better if better is so confusing? How do you start a podcast if you're not used to using what you have? Because you have to be willing to start with what you have. Excuse me. And so when I was young, I went to this Christmas party. And we had to paint pictures on a plate. And as we're painting pictures on a plate, we have to use what we have. If we run out, they can get more. If everyone uses it, they can get a little bit more. But if you use what you got, you can use everything that's right in front of you. And so we get to create. I get to create my brain, dude. I get to create my plate. I get to create my creativity on this plate because I'm able to use what I have. I'm able to start. I'm able just to begin because I can just keep it for later on. Not only can I keep it for later on, I can also see the progression. It went from a blank piece of paper, went from a blank plate to something that I've created that's now on there. Because you have to be true to yourself. See, to be true to yourself is the biggest challenge there is, because how do you be true to yourself? Because you have to be willing to learn yourself. You have to be willing to understand who you are. You have to recognize that it takes time. It takes a whole bunch of time. I remember my first time ever dreaming so big is in the beginning of August of 2020. And in August of 2020, I said by September of 2020, I'm going to be a millionaire. And what I didn't recognize is that it's going to take a lot of work for me to get to a millionaire status. And you see, what happens is that I wasn't familiar with it because I wasn't true to myself. I wasn't aware of myself. I wasn't learning myself. I wasn't identifying who I am and who I would like to become. I just had an idea to start a podcast. And as I'm starting a podcast, I got comfortable on camera. You see, when you are true to yourself, you have to be willing to be comfortable on camera. Well, Terrell, how do you get comfortable on camera? Well, you have to be willing to practice. Just like Allen Iverson said when he was in an interview in the NBA, he said, practice. We talking about practice? Actually, come to find out later on down the line, he wasn't actually just talking about practice. He was talking about because he had a situation that came about. And that when it came about, that's when he asked the question. We talking about practice? Because when you be true to yourself, you are practicing to love yourself. When you are true to yourself, you are recognizing that it's okay to be good. When you are identifying your true self, not only can you identify the person that's in the mirror, but you can grow into the better version of yourself. You see, the reason why that's so important is because you can only use what you have when you identify who you are. There's going to be a lot of doubt, a lot of self-talk, a lot of negative talk to say, I'm not good enough to be on camera. I don't like the way I look on camera. I don't like the way I sound on camera. I don't like the way I present myself on camera. But what happens is that when you put yourself out there and you're showing who you are, as you are showing who you are, you're able to develop the skills that's going to help you be true to yourself. You can only be true to yourself when you learn yourself. When you can only learn yourself when you understand who you're becoming. Why? Because it matters to identify what you can start with today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year. What you can start with today that is going to help you even more so you can understand that you have to be true to yourself. Being true to yourself on camera is challenging, is overwhelming. And how do you be yourself when being yourself is so confusing? I wanted to be myself, but I found features of myself that I didn't really like. Like, for instance, during that time, I was missing a tooth. Today, I'm still missing a tooth. In fact, the number is tooth number 9. Run right in the front. And so as I'm missing this tooth, as I'm missing the tooth in the Marine Corps, I got nervous to show myself. I got nervous to show my smile. I got nervous to talk normally because I had a mask on covering my teeth. And so one of my guys, one of my buddies that I was working with during that time, he say, Hump, because my last name is Humphrey. He say, Hump, are you that afraid to show yourself? And then I said, yeah, man, like, yeah, I'm afraid because I don't know what y'all going to say. Y'all might say some things that's not even true. And even then, I can't be myself because y'all might judge me. I'm telling them that you might judge me, so I don't feel comfortable with sharing. I was embarrassed that I was the only one missing the tooth. I was embarrassed to be the age that I was to be missing the tooth. I was embarrassed because I was ashamed. When I start making videos around other successful individuals, I'm making videos around successful individuals and I'm having different podcast episodes with them. I'm able to communicate with them because I had a podcast. How to start your podcast is identify that this podcast is to help bring in more customers. This podcast is to help bring in more leads. Now, and this podcast is to help you to grow. But before you get to all those different solutions, you have to start with one problem to understand that you're solving something within your podcast. How do you start a podcast? Well, you have to identify what you would like to speak about. Reason being, because you have to know what you are talking about to know that you have to be true to yourself. You can only be true to yourself when you know yourself. You can only be true to yourself when you have learned yourself. You can only be true to yourself when you understand why you are true to yourself. Because there's only one you. No one can be you. No one can go through your experience. No one can understand that. But what they can understand is when you are true to yourself. It's when you are open about yourself. It's when you learn yourself. It's when you love yourself. It's when you care about yourself. That's what people really care about, is that when you have a podcast, when you start a podcast, you have to be willing to use what you have, because when you use what you have, you're able to be your true self. And as you are being your true self, just know that there's going to be obstacles that's going to come. And when you approach them, you get knocked down. When you approach them, you stumble along the way. When you approach them, you start looking at them, so they don't tell you hello. You see, life shows you that when you are able to learn more about yourself, you're putting yourself in a better situation, because not only are you putting yourself in a better situation, you're able to start a podcast. How do you start a podcast? Well, you have to start using what you have, because when you use what you have, you can improve over time. It's important to give yourself some type of grace, because even though you have this mind, even though you have this perspective, even though you have this experience, having this experience is so important right now that you start to understand people rather than judge them. Because it matters. It matters. What even matters is that when you are true to yourself, you don't have to judge others. When you are true to yourself, you have to be mean to others. When you are true to yourself, you can fully understand who you are. But it's understanding that you matter. It's understanding that you are going through a process, because the process you are experiencing, it helps you know that you are on the right path. But to know that you're on the right path, you have to be willing to start with yourself. You have to be true with yourself. You have to be willing to use what you have, because as you're using what you have, you can get better over time. I remember in football, when I was playing a particular position, it was called nickelback, and I was a bandit. And the issue was, I wasn't as good in this position. And so the coach that was over me, he said, Hump, you a hot rep guy. I said, Coach, no, I ain't, because I think I can do it. He said, you ain't done it yet, so I think you a hot rep guy. He said, I'm telling you, you're a hot rep guy. And then I'm like, fair enough. Because I wasn't true to myself. I wasn't aware of myself. You see, how to start a podcast, you have to be willing to be true to yourself. Because if you're not true to yourself, how can others learn from you? Yes, you can. How can others grow from you? How can others grow with you? Because you have to be willing to be true to yourself. Getting on camera and being your true, authentic self is challenging. Because how do you know someone will like you? I question myself often, like, how do I know the people that's going to watch this, going to listen to it, going to watch it and interact with it? How to start your podcast is that you have to start with yourself. You have to be true to yourself to know when you're true to yourself, your audience, the people that's around you, will start to come to you. How to start a podcast, you have to identify who you are. You have to be willing to learn yourself. You have to be willing to position yourself accordingly. Because what happens majority of the time is that one is not true to themselves. When I started, I wasn't true to myself because I didn't know how to be true to myself. And as I continue to learn, as I continue to develop, not only did I not know myself, but what am I even talking about? What am I even talking about? Why does it even matter? You see, it matters because you are making it matter. You are the one that's making it matter. And like you, I understand the journey. And like you, I understand not being so confident on camera. Like you, I understand not knowing what to speak about. Like you, I often struggle because nothing came out the right way. The way that it came was in a way where I wasn't true to myself. I wasn't true to myself. And the reason why that's so important is because you have to understand, like, there's a process behind the journey. There's a process that you have to go through. But in order to get to step 10, you have to start at step 1. When I got my phone and I got that little small tripod and I started making videos, I was committed to the process. Excuse me. I was committed to the journey. I was committed. Because a podcast is showing who you are. It's introducing who you are to new individuals that have no idea of who you are or what you do. The reason why this is so important, because when you are true to yourself, you have to continue to learn yourself. During this time, a half a decade ago, I didn't know who I was, so I had to figure out who I was. But it wasn't until I went through a hard moment that taught me more about myself. It wasn't until my heart was broken until I learned the importance of being true to yourself, of putting yourself first. I didn't recognize the power of self-discovery until I went through something. You see, the reason why going through a divorce is so challenging, because how do you go through a divorce and don't understand and know how to come from it? While you're in a hard time, while you're in a hard moment, while you're in a hard situation, you have to stay there till you learn how to get yourself out. And so when I learned how to get myself out of the slump, out of me being so sad, out of me being so depressed, I got myself out because I continued to make videos. And as I continued to make videos, I was starting to see the impact, because the difference came from me being true to myself. Life is showing you that in order to grow, in order to develop, in order to improve, you have to be willing to heal. You have to be willing to heal, because as you're willing to heal, you're able to be around others that are able to learn from you. I was watching this video, and this 17-year-old came on his business show. And when the 17-year-old came on his business show, he was telling the people that's hosting the event, he said, "Yeah, man, like, I'm only 17 years old. And I want to get into business. And I want to get into business, but I have no idea what to do." And a gentleman that was older there in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, the gentleman that was there, they said, "You have to learn yourself first. And then pick a business that fits with what you're doing." Because what happens is that when you are true to yourself, when you learn yourself, when you can identify who you are, you start to get around different positions, different rooms to show you that how you're thinking is either right or is wrong. And here's why. One, because probably nobody can understand what you are saying. Two, probably you have to pronounce the ancient words just a little bit more. Or three, people are not just listening. Because it matters, because it helps you be true to yourself. If you can know your weakness and identify your strengths, I personally feel like you can be top of the line, because you have put the time and effort to learn yourself. When you are true to yourself, you are kind to yourself. When you are true to yourself, you understand what you are doing. When you are true to yourself, you can deliver your most vulnerable self. Why? Because you came from the misery and got to the other side. See, to start a podcast, you have to be willing to be vulnerable. You have to be willing to share. You have to be willing to be open, so that way you can connect with the right people. Everyone is not for you. Yet there's a specific person waiting for your podcast. There's a specific individual waiting to listen to you. There's a specific person waiting to hear from you. Because it matters on the problem that they're going through. And what I came to learn is that when you share a solution, and you mix your problem with the solution, because your storytelling When you are creating a podcast, or when you are starting a podcast, you have to know that what you are creating is coming from the decision that you made when you just had one iPhone. When you just had what you had and you started your podcast and you started to talk and you started to deliver value and you were expressing who you were as a person and you started to build connections. But the connection can only come when you are true to yourself. You see, to start a podcast, you have to be willing to be true to yourself before you can start making money from it. You have to be willing to be true to yourself before you can start upgrading your equipment. You have to be true to yourself before you get around others that's growing together. I remember in 2022, I had went to this event. And in this event, there was a whole bunch of people who had a whole bunch of money in that room. And I didn't even understand that these type of numbers even existed like that. And so as I'm in this room, there are so many people that had so much money in this room. So I'm blown away because I don't understand none of the languages they're speaking about. I don't understand nothing. But they're speaking at a level. They're talking and delivering information to where I can hear it just a little bit, where I can understand it just a little bit. But I'm in this room, and as I'm in this room, they're using terminology that I've never heard before. For instance, EBITDA. I've never heard EBITDA before in my life before I got to this event. And so I'm sitting by a gentleman that was in the Marine Corps. He was like in there longer than me. As I'm sitting by this gentleman, I asked him, I'm like, what is EBITDA? And he proceeds to explain it. And at the time, EBITDA is like equity, debt, taxes, income, and EBITDA, assets. EBITDA, EBITDA, I believe is how you spell that. And so as I'm in this class, or in this room, everyone is achieving great success. Everyone is participating in a different way. Everyone is in the room. And so when everyone is in the room, I remember it was lunchtime. And since it's lunchtime, it was like maybe 12 of us that went to a table. And we all sat around the round table and we got to talking to one another. I mean, the gentleman that I was speaking to, he was in like some construction, something that he was working in. But he was like, yeah, man, I made X amount of money. And when I made X amount of money, it all came from me being true to myself. Because this is something that I understand. This is something that I'm familiar with. This is something that I can see growing. And so as I'm there listening to him, I'm asking him questions. I'm trying to ask questions, but I'm mainly listening to what he's saying. I'm mainly listening. I'm not even talking that much. I don't have nothing to talk about in all honesty because I'm figuring out what he's even talking about. And so he proceeds to tell me what he's doing and how long he's been doing it, how much money he's making. I'm in this room around people and I feel like I'm not in the right room. I'm not in the right place. There were so many different people making so much money, I felt jealous because I wasn't making no money. You see, to start a podcast is that you have to be true to yourself. Even when you don't know what the topic is, even when you don't understand the vocabulary, even when you don't understand the words, you have to be willing to understand yourself. You have to be true to yourself because when you're true to yourself, you can develop even more. What happens is that a lot of people stop trying to develop themselves because developing themselves is so overwhelming. You see, wait. Hold on, let me move this right quick. Hold on. Oh, there we go. See, the last point I want to hit on are the type of topics to speak about. Point number three, type of topics. Topics, type of topics to speak about. To start a podcast, you have to use what you have. And since you're using what you have to have something to talk about. You have to have something to talk about that will help your audience, that will connect the point, that will share a story. Something has to be communicated in a way where others can understand what you are saying. Because if others don't understand what you're saying, others can't listen to what you're saying. Why is that so important? Because when you are working on yourself, when you are developing who you are, the development that you go through, the development that you experience, the development that you overcome, you can share that. You can share your experiences. You can share everything that you have been through. DJ, what's up, bro? Because it matters of what you're going through. Because my biggest thing that I really like to focus on is that I like to learn from people who has done something that I would like to do, who's more advanced that in the area that I would like to pursue. But as I'm pursuing this area, it comes from their experience. Like, their experience is the best teacher, because you can't find experience in a, you can't find experience in a book. But when someone tells the story of what they have been through, what they've learned, what they overcame, you're able to learn even more. But it's finding the right person that you can learn from that will make a difference into your development. When I was in this room, I was uncomfortable. When I was in this room with people who had a whole bunch of money, I was uncomfortable. But I was learning how to be comfortable with being myself. You don't need to be in every conversation. Every conversation does not need to involve you. What does need to happen is that one conversation needs to involve you. One particular topic you can speak about, another experience that you can endure and that you have overcame. You just have to be willing to communicate it, even your most vulnerable time, even your most vulnerable moment. See, I would have never thought that I would have got married at the age of 21, divorced at 23. That's young to get married. That's young to go through that pain. That's young to experience that type of trauma. I wouldn't necessarily say trauma, but that pain, the experience that type of pain, because it's something that I wasn't aware of. It was something that I wasn't prepared for. Excuse me. I wasn't prepared for. But the beauty thing, the great thing about starting a podcast is that you can tell your story. You can share what you have been through. You can share your moments. You can share what you have learned. And you can share it in a way where others will hear it based off your story and your experiences. It matters. Because if it don't matter to you, it has to matter for you to help others. Because it matters. It matters when you are starting your podcast with the type of topics that you're speaking about. The type of topics that you're speaking about comes from your experience. And it's coming from your experience because it's your experience. It's your podcast. It's your platform. To start a podcast, you have to be comfortable sharing the wins, the losses, and sharing different moments and experiences. Because you have to be willing to go through the pain, to grow through you have to be willing to go through the pain to grow to the outcome. Because the outcome is the gap, it's the distance that you haven't experienced yet. You have to experience a tough moment to know that you can get back up and be okay. You're going to be okay, you just have to start with where you are at. See, to start a podcast, you have to be willing to communicate often. After creating 893 podcast episodes, I've learned how to communicate effectively. I've learned how to find topics to speak about. I've learned how to be true to myself. But I started when I was confused on who I was. I didn't talk myself out of the process. I talked myself into the process so I can learn along the journey. You see, there's a door that's waiting for you to step into it. There's a door and opportunity that has your name on it. In fact, your name, it has it right above it. And it's up to you to walk into it. I remember when I was in Marine Corps boot camp training, we had to label everything. I'm talking about our socks, our shirts, our drawers, our clothing, our uniform. Like, we had to label everything. We had to label everything with our name on it. But it was a particular way that we had to label it. We even had to label the towels that we was using. And so the towels that we were using, We had two separate ones. One was a big one, one was a small one, but both of them had to be labeled. I can see Humphrey TC. I can see Humphrey TC on the other one as well. And so as I'm looking at the name of my towel, everyone else has their label. Everyone else has their label as well, because in the military, you have to label your stuff. And as you're labeling your stuff, it's for you. The stuff that you just labeled, the material that you just labeled with your name on it, this is for you. The opportunity is waiting for you to grab, is waiting for you to walk into, is waiting for you to learn it, but you have to be willing to walk through it when you don't know what you are getting yourself into. You see, to start a podcast, you have to be willing to start with where you are at. You don't have to have the fancy setup. I remember when I was in Southern California, when I was making videos, I remember I was in front of the pool and I had 7 different shirts and I made 7 different videos in a span of like 10 minutes. Because I was committed. I was determined. I was willing to learn. Because I used what I had. I used what I had at the moment, and the videos that I was making, it was the best that I could do at that time. And the reason why that's so important, because to start a podcast, you have to start with where you are at. You can't get better if you never pick up and walk into the opportunity. Because you have to know that the opportunity is on the other side of you not knowing what you're getting yourself into. When I was in the room full of people that was making a whole bunch of money, I'm in this room, but I'm in this room just learning how to be myself, how to learn how to be true to myself, how to learn how to show up as myself. I didn't have no money. I was in this room, but as I'm in this room, I'm learning from everybody. I'm asking questions. And I'm learning that it's okay not to know everything. Because when you start with what you have, the opportunity that's coming from this has came from you making a decision for yourself. Why is it so important? Because to start a podcast, you have to use what you have. You don't have to go out and buy the fancy equipment, the fancy setup, the fancy boards, the fancy electronics. You don't have to go out and do anything of that nature, because you can just start with your phone. You can start with your phone and the microphone within the phone. Because you don't want to stop yourself. You don't put obstacles of figuring out how to start your podcast when you've been thinking about starting your podcast for a long time. Because you have to be true to yourself. Once you are true to yourself, you are able to give yourself some grace. When you're able to give yourself some grace, you're able to identify that you are on the right path. But as you are on the right path, there's going to be some bumps and curves that you will have to experience to know that you will be okay. As you go through the bumps and curves, you have to be true to yourself. Because when you are true to yourself, you have to have topics to speak about. You just can't get on camera and not talk about anything. You just can't get on your phone and start recording and not say anything. You have to say something. You have to say something about a topic that you enjoy, that you learned, that you have been through, that you went through. You have to say something. And find a topic that you are experiencing to say something even more. So if you got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button. And let me know in the comments, what is your biggest takeaway on how to start a podcast for yourself? And how are you going to use this information to start your podcast today? Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway. I love to read it. I love to engage with you. I appreciate y'all for joining in. And I'll see y'all next time.